Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host Gwyn Sheltema, and our guests this week, Cynthia Reis and Hamlyn Grange. You were a reporter for many years, Hamlyn, and you still take great pictures of events like Soth Festival of the Arts, but you also have a vision for your photography. Please tell us what inspires it and what you believe photography can do. Where can we see more of your photos?
Well, I love taking pictures, I guess my love for photography really started when I was in university, and back then it was film, and so you're in the dark room and you manipulate the processing of what it would look like, the chemical smells, all of that. But for me, photography is and taking photographs, in a way, it's a capturing of memory. It's, for me, a picture, you know that sense you get, Felicity, when you catch a fragrance on the wind and suddenly mm-hmm. you remember something? It comes back just flooding in a way that's quite astonishing, isn't it? Right? You know, it's fully mm-hmm. formed when you get that memory just from the smell. For me, that's what a picture is. And when you look at a picture, it should emote something. There's an emotional context to it. And so whether it's a photograph of a person, a plant, an animal, or even just a rock, for me, it's capturing a memory for me. And so some of my photographs I've posted on, there's a photo sharing site called Smug Mug, S-N-G-M-U-G. And so someone can just Google Smug Mug Hamlyn Grange, you'll see the website. It's not all of my photographs, but it's just a sampling of some of the photos I've taken. And it just gives you a sense of the range of pictures images that I've captured.
Well, it's not a huge collection, but it's an interesting one. And as you say, it's very diverse.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Photos of a variety of things. Could a book like Twigs in My Hair be as impactful without its photos? What do you think may contribute to the book, Cynthia?
So I don't think it would have been. I think people get a whole other dimension of information through the photographs that they would not have received from just my words. And I knew that because I knew Hamlyn's photography, and I wanted these photographs to be in the book. In fact, the text was pretty well finished about 5 years before the book was published. And Hamlyn took ill, quite seriously ill. And so we were unable to get to his part, which was choosing the pictures for the book. And over the years, he'd say to me, why don't you just publish it? And I said, no, I'm going to wait until you're ready and you have time to do this. And so eventually, I don't think you were any less busy or Hamlyn, but eventually we decided to do it. And the readers have responded so powerfully to his pictures that I'm so glad that we waited and were able to do it.
Well, I'm glad you waited, because I do think that some of the photographs express the sort of the essence of gardening and the joy of being in a garden. That for me, they add a great deal to the text. Mm-hmm. And what are you writing now, Cynthia? Is there another Myrtle book in the works or another memoir?
My daughter, Lauren Reis Grange, and I have collaborated on a fourth Myrtle book. She and I are the co-authors of the series. And it's called Myrtle and the Big Mistake. And it has to do with people telling tales out of school and how Myrtle plays an important role in solving a problem that results from that. So it's all done. It's in the illustrator's hands. Some changes have to be made, but we hope it'll be out sometime this year.
So why did you choose the photographs you did for Twigs in My Hair, Hamlyn? What did you want them to express?
A combination of things. First of all, I had so many to choose from, so it was a bit of a was a bit of a challenge. But I did want the images to complement the words in the books, and maybe even fill in some of the spaces. And as I said, I really truly believe that images and photographs are these bits of memory that exist. And so I needed the photographs to, to nudge people along through the story.
But there are also photos that you took that I think were so perfect. And I think it's maybe the first two-page spread in the book. And it shows you, it shows the side of our house, of the farmhouse. And we're coming around the corner. You all of a sudden you get this glimpse, and it looks mysterious. You can just make out the outlines of a tall, very grand white arbor with lavender colored clematis flowers growing up the side, but lots of greenery and sun and shadow. And it makes you want to explore. And I think that was such a perfect photograph for this book, because that's what a great garden should do. A great garden should tease you and tell you that if you just walk along the path a little bit further, in between these garden beds, there's going to be a wonderful surprise. And I think your photographs did that, and that was a perfect example.
And my favorite photograph in the book is the last photograph. It's the one you sitting in the Japanese garden, and I'm taking it from the back. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you realize I was taking the picture, but I saw that image, that moment of quietness and stillness. And I think it was a perfect way to end the book.
What did that photograph say to you?
Well, it's just that sense of quiet, you know, of a long time. Very reflective image. And it captured, there's so many things going on the photo, but you are the center of the photo. But if you look back at it, the garden becomes the center of the photograph, not just you. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's how it captured
it. It sounds a perfect image for the end of the book. Okay, so are you going to read us some more from Twigs in My Hair?
Okay, this will be a short read, but it's from chapter 24, which is called Hamlin's Tender Care for Daffodils. If you live long enough, you see the strangest things. Dear reader, do you remember that first garden my husband and I planted? Do you recall how I dragged Hamlin out of her house just after 6 o'clock one spring morning to see the tiny green tulip leaves popping up above the soil? And do you remember that he shrugged? Yes, the man shrugged, entirely unimpressed by this miracle of birth. His reaction was the first sign, though I didn't know it at the time, that he and I saw gardening in entirely different ways. He thought that only edibles, stuff you can eat like vegetables and herbs, were worth growing. I, on the other hand, loved flowers, stuff that delights both the eye and the nose. And thus began our first major disagreement. It took a fair bit of cooling down and negotiating to get over that particular marital dispute. Now, decades later, we're living at the old farmhouse, and Hamlin has developed a thing for daffodils. Seriously, daffodils, narcissus, and I am flummoxed, befuddled, gobsmacked, as my friend would say, bouleversé, as the French say. Daffodils? You may be wondering, is this the same man who shared my life and my bed all these years? Hamlin's newfound love started, strangely enough, while he was stuck in traffic, driving up the Don Valley Parkway in Toronto in one of those long, drawn-out moments of rush hour when the parkway turns into a parking lot. He glanced to his left and experienced a Wordsworthian moment. You may recall that verse from the Wordsworth poem, the one you had to memorize at school for the test. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high or veils and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. There was no lake for Hamlin, but the parkway runs through a beautiful valley, and so there were hills and vales and trees. And in the near distance, a stream of golden daffodils did indeed flutter and dance in the spring breeze. And in that moment, my husband fell in love with daffodils.
That was lovely, Cynthia. Thank you very, very much. Where can our listeners purchase Twigs in My Hair and your other book, Cynthia?
Well, because I'm always promoting local bookstores, I'm going to go first with Let's Talk Books, mm-hmm. Jennifer Bogart's store in Coburg on King Street near Division. Then I will mention Amazon. You can get it in paperback or Kindle or hardcover on Amazon.ca. That's where you can get them.
And people can easily get your other books on Amazon too, can't they?
Absolutely. They're all there.
I've been talking to Cynthia Race and Hamlyn Grange this afternoon. Thank you so much, Hamlyn and Cynthia, for coming in and talking about your lives and your work. So to connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for who we might interview in future programs to our website, www.wordonthehills.com, where all our broadcasts are archived. We love to hear from you and welcome your comments on our programs. Thanks for tuning into the show. We hope you'll join us for another program next week.